Obtenir un prêt bancaire n'est pas toujours chose aisée. Cependant, parfois, à force de persuasion, on peut quand même obtenir un petit prêt. La preuve ? Écoutons cette cliente inhabituelle en face du directeur général de cette banque. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Pour le directeur général, c'est facile d'avoir un prêt. 2. La dame veut un microcrédit. Vous allez ensuite répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Pourquoi la dame veut-elle un prêt bancaire? 2. Qu'est-ce qu'il est arrivé à sa pièce d'identité? 3. Va-t-elle signer le papier de reconnaissance de dette? Vous allez enfin apprendre des termes relatifs à la banque et réviser comment poser des questions en anglais avec des mots qui commencent par WH.
Have a seat, madam. My assistant told me you insisted on meeting me. What can I do for you?
Sir, I want a loan.
That's no problem. But why did you need to see me? All you need to do is to see the account manager and she will give you an application for a loan.
That's the problem. I can't read or write. I need a loan to start my business.
All right. Where's your ID?
I lost it in a car rapide, but I have my birth certificate here in my purse.
Have you got an electricity bill or water bill in your purse too?
No. Water and electricity are included in my rent.
A bank needs a security before it can grant a loan. Who can stand as guarantor for you?
Gara what?
Who will refund the loan if you don't pay?
You, sir. I am sure you can be my guarantor. I heard you on the radio saying that banks should support women in business and grant them loans.
Oh, yes. What kind of business do you want to start?
Selling Bissap juice.
But before you start a business, you must do a market study.
I did. The bus stop has Cafe Tuba and Ataya, but no Bissap juice.
Ah, I can see that the bank needs to grant you a loan to encourage you. Now, can you sign this paper for me? It's an IOU.
Manager, sir, I told you that I can't write. How can I sign? You can just trust me. Inshallah, I will repay.
Nous avons entendu la cliente et le directeur général de la banque. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Pour le directeur général, c'est facile d'avoir un prêt. L'énoncé 2 est faux. La dame veut un microcrédit. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Pourquoi la dame veut-elle un prêt bancaire? Pour commencer son propre commerce. 2. Qu'est-il arrivé à sa pièce d'identité? Elle l'a perdue. 3. Va-t-elle signer le papier de reconnaissance de dette? Non. Vous allez maintenant répéter ces mots en relation avec la banque. Vous voulez un prêt? Alors, retenez-les bien. Écoutez et répétez. Un prêt bancaire. A loan. Un formulaire de prêt. Loan application. Accorder un prêt, to grant a loan. Une garantie bancaire, a banking security. Un garant, a guarantor. Rembourser, to repay. Une reconnaissance de dette, an IOU. Nous allons écouter maintenant ces questions du directeur général de la banque pour réviser comment poser des WH questions, des mots qui commencent par WH, en anglais. Écoutez et retenez.
What can I do for you? Why did you need to see me? Where's your ID? Who will refund the loan if you don't pay?
Vous avez entendu cette cliente et ce directeur général de banque. Vous avez appris les mots relatifs à la banque et révisé comment poser des WH questions en anglais. Et vous avez pu remarquer que parfois, la persuasion paie même pour avoir un prêt bancaire. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. La prochaine étape, vous entendrez une interview, une présentation d'affaires, si vous voulez, durant laquelle la personne interviewée parle de son éducation, sa formation professionnelle, sa carrière et son expérience. Et en anglais commercial, il y a un mot qui résume tout cela, c'est le mot « background ». La personne parle de son « background ». Répétez « background ». Cette personne s'appelle Gary.
Interview.
En français, on dit aussi interview, qui vient de l'anglais et qui signifie un entretien avec une personne ou plusieurs personnes, un entretien professionnel en général. Dans l'interview qui suit, l'hôtesse d'une rubrique de radio, Elizabeth, accueille Gary. Welcome to our show. Bienvenue à notre programme.
Hello Gary, welcome to our show.
Elle veut ensuite en savoir plus sur Gary et son background professionnel.
Gary, let's tell our listeners a little about your background.
Tout d'abord, un petit aperçu de vocabulaire. Quand on obtient une licence d'université, on dit « I got my BA », ce qui veut dire « Bachelor of Arts ».
I got my BA there in 1979.
La licence aux États-Unis. C'est après 4 ans d'études universitaires. On peut aussi dire « I got my BS », ce qui veut dire « Bachelor of Science ». Ensuite, Gary dit qu'il a obtenu sa maîtrise en gestion des affaires. « I got my MBA ».
Then I went to Harvard Business School to do an MBA.
MBA. Aux États-Unis, cela veut dire « Masters of Business Administration ». Pour une maîtrise générale, on dit « I got an MA, qui signifie Masters of Arts, ou bien I got an MS, une maîtrise en matière scientifique, Masters of Science. Ensuite, Gary parle de sa formation en linguistique.
My training is in linguistics.
Linguistics. Vous allez aussi entendre I started my own business.
After I got my MBA, I started my own business.
J'ai ouvert ma propre boîte, ma compagnie, mon magasin. En anglais, le terme « business » couvre tout cela. « My own », le mien, ou « à moi ».« To start », commencer. « I started », c'est le passé. « J'ai commencé ». Les questions les plus courantes venant de l'intervieweur « How did you ?» Comment avez-vous? Where did you? Où avez-vous? Par exemple, where did you study?
Where did you study linguistics?
Où avez-vous fait vos études? Et les expressions de la part de la personne interviewée? What do you want to know? Que voulez-vous savoir? What do you want to know? I studied at... Une réponse courante... I studied at, c'est le passé du verbe to study. I studied at UCLA, à l'Université de Californie, à Los Angeles. Écoutez, listen.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Elizabeth. It's great to be here.
Gary, let's tell our listeners a little about your background.
Sure. What do you want to know?
How did you get into the language consulting business?
Well, my training is in linguistics.
Oh, where did you study linguistics?
I studied at UCLA.
That's the University of California at Los Angeles, right?
Right. I got my BA there in 1979. Then I went to Harvard Business School to do an MBA. After I got my MBA, I started my own business.
À vous de répéter après moi dans un contexte qui vous est plus familier. Listen and repeat. What is your background? Tell me a little about your background. Décrivez-moi un peu votre expérience professionnelle. What is your background? My background is in teaching. Par exemple, mon expérience professionnelle est dans l'enseignement. Répétez après moi. My background is in agriculture. My background is in mechanics. My background is in shopkeeping. Gérant de magasin. My background is in factory work. Ouvrier d'usine. Écoutez les phrases suivantes et les variations suivantes, même si vous ne les comprenez pas toutes. Je les traduirai pour vous, mais répétez quand même la phrase en anglais.
My training is in linguistics.
I studied linguistics.
I got my BA.
I graduated with a BA.
After I got my MBA, I started a business.
After I got my MBA, I formed my own business.
My training is in. My training is in teaching. Littéralement, ma formation est dans l'enseignement. Je suis instituteur ou je suis institutrice. My training is in agriculture. My training is in mechanics. My training is in marketing. Je suis formée en marketing. Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse de vous retrouver au cours de la leçon suivante. Vous apprendrez à dire ce que font les gens autour de vous. Nous vous rappelons que English USA est diffusé de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner va visiter une école primaire et parler à des instituteurs et à des enfants. Vous apprendrez à dire ce que fait telle ou telle personne en écoutant Martin et les instituteurs. Avant d'entrer dans l'école, écoutez quelques expressions. The principal's office. Le bureau du directeur. I'm Mrs. Weaver's secretary. Je suis la secrétaire de Mrs. Weaver. I work. Je travaille. I study. J'étudie. I teach. J'enseigne. I report the news. Je donne les nouvelles.
Excuse me, where is the principal's office?
Go straight ahead, then turn left.
Thanks. Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Oh, you're the reporter. I'm Tina Goodplace. I'm Mrs. Weaver's secretary.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Come with me. Mrs. Weaver is in the cafeteria. Where are you from, Mr. Lerner?
I live in Baltimore.
Classes begin at 8:15. Here we are. Come in.
Thanks.
Mrs. Weaver, this is Martin Lerner.
Good morning, Mrs. Weaver. I'm happy to meet you.
Thank you. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Please, sit down. Would you like coffee?
Yes, please.
Goodbye, Mr. Lerner.
Goodbye. Thank you for your time.
Milk? Sugar?
No, thanks.
You're a reporter?
Yes, I report news on the radio. I work at the Voice of America.
That's interesting. I'm the principal. I'm a teacher, too. I teach art.
Wonderful.
Come, see the children.
Thank you.
Hello, Helen.
Good morning, Hal. Mr. Lerner, this is Hal Marks.
Hello. Are you a teacher?
Yes, I teach the fifth grade. Are you a teacher?
No, I'm a reporter. I report news on the Voice of America.
Good. Come see my fifth grade.
Thanks.
Écoutez bien ces phrases.
I'm a reporter. I report the news.
I'm a teacher. I teach art.
I'm a teacher. I teach fifth grade.
Pour certaines professions, le nom et le verbe exprimant le genre d'activité sont très similaires. Par exemple, I teach, j'enseigne. I'm a teacher, je suis enseignant.
I'm a reporter, I report.
I'm a teacher, I teach.
I'm a teacher, I teach.
He's a teacher, he teaches.
He's a reporter, he reports.
She's a teacher. She teaches.
Écoutez encore une fois, et après qu'une personne a indiqué sa profession, dites-vous-même ce qu'elle fait.
He's a teacher.
He's a reporter.
She's a teacher.
Télé, bienvenue à Anglais Télé, votre émission pour pratiquer l'anglais. This is where you learn how to practice English. My name is Michelle Joseph and my fellow colleague.
And I am Roger Muntu.
And we have two guests with us today.
Hi everybody, I'm Eva Pacchianaro.
And?
Hi, I'm Yubin Kim.
And we're very happy to welcome our guest also in DRC, Portland, Maine. We're discussing about, and Mali, sorry.
That's right. We have a lot of people in Mali, too.
We have to.
Yes.
Not, we must not forget our
That's
listeners.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And I wanted to actually say a special hello to Tran, our Facebook viewer in Vietnam.
Yeah, he's in Vietnam. Tran really follow all our videos. We're saying thank you to Tran. If you're listening to this show right now, we say thank you, both Michelle and I.
Yes, we appreciate your comments, and we know that it's very, very early in your country, and so we're not going to disturb you.
That's correct.
Right, yeah. But I had to. This is my sense of obligation with the verb to have.
That's correct.
I had to say hi to Tran.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So we're going to continue with to have.
Mm-hmm. Part two.
Part two, yeah. Which basically, there are challenges with to have, because especially with the contractions.
Right.
So let's warm up with that. We'll find out what they are. Hi. Okay. Hi. Well, I'm going to work with what you were speaking about, Eva, your obligations or what you have to do here as an intern. And we're going to use the contractions. For example, let's see. So we're going to use the contraction. For example, how are we going to do this? I was thinking of the, when we're using she, he, or it, has, when we do the contraction, it's, or he's, or she's, it can be confused with is. She's very pretty, or she's got a lot of work to do. He's, so the he has and she has, or he is or she is, when that contraction happens, sometimes it's difficult to find out,
yes,
what is this exactly?
Yeah.
So I know that I'm putting you on the spot, but do you have an idea of an example that you could use in that context? Maybe Roger can help
you. Yeah, I have an example here. This is what Michelle is trying to say. Third person of singular of the verb to be is he is or she is, right? Third person of singular of the verb to be. He is or she is.
Or it is.
Or it is. Thank you, Michelle. So if you contract that, you're going to be his. He's sick.
Yes.
He's hungry. He's French. She's American. She's, no, she is.
It's.
Contraction, she is. Mm-hmm. It's funny instead of it is. He in America, if you say, oh, it is funny, they know you're not American.
Okay. Right.
That's it.
It's going to sound bizarre.
They know you're not American. Yeah. If you say, oh, it is cool, they know you're not American. Because Americans say, it's cool. It's funny. It's, they contract a lot. So this is the verb to be. So in the verb to have now, let's come back to the verb to have, the one Michelle was saying. There's also a third person in to have, which is he has, she has, or it has. That also has a contraction that also he's, right?
She has,
or, you can also put that contraction.
Yeah, so he's got.
He's got.
Or
yeah,
he's
got.
He's.
So the only difference here, if I should add to what Michelle was saying, the how would you know is because the one with the verb to have has to be followed by a verb.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you say, it's cool, cool is not a verb. So that's fine.
Okay.
We know that's to be. But in to have, you say, he's got to leave tonight. He's got to leave tonight. To leave as a verb.
Yes.
So we know that's got, it's
he's to has. Have,
right?
He has.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I got it.
You got it?
Oh, awesome. She got
it. Did you get it?
Yeah, but it is.
Eva, I'm not sure.
It's kind of complicated.
It is. Eva's like, not sure.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that,
maybe we can actually welcome our guest.
Yeah. Yeah. But Michelle, do you think that was a kind of...
It's tricky.
It's very tricky.
This is very tricky.
But I'll let you welcome the guest.
We're going to welcome our guest and... So, hello, I think we have Alf Sidibe in Bamako. Hi, Alf.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Thank you.
Again.
Yes, and hi, Moussa. We also have Moussa Kouma in Bamako. Maybe not Bamako. I'm not sure where you are. Maybe you can tell us.
No, but I'm in Bamako.
Wonderful. Thank you. And we have Pierrette Ngoya in Portland, Maine. I love that place.
Hello.
Now, did you hear us? We were discussing about the contraction of the third person conjugated he has, she has, or it has, sounding nearly exactly like the contraction of the verb to be. He is, she is, it is.
Yes.
So it's complicated, but maybe you guys can give us some more examples, and Roger and I will help you out, and you, Bin, and Eva as well. Maybe we could start with you, Pierrette.
Pierrette, yeah.
An example where you use she's got...
Right.
She's got to get up in the morning.
Right.
Versus she's getting up in the morning. Well... Actually, she is getting up in the morning. Mm-hmm. There's a... Mm-hmm. That's...
Yeah. She's getting up in the morning. Still has. Yeah. Because it's followed by the verb.
She is getting up.
Yeah. She is getting up. To get is still the verb that comes after that. So...
How complicated that is? Because she has to get up.
Right.
She's got to get up.
Yeah. And she's getting up. Remember what Yubin also said earlier. To get is also to have...
Right.
She's got to get up. Yeah.
So she is getting is...
Yeah. Right.
Basically, she has.
Exactly.
So in the meaning, it means the same thing. And there are different ways of saying that. So Pierrette, maybe we've confused you further.
Let's not confuse Pierrette, because Pierrette is like, what are they talking about?
Oh, God. Give us an example of how you would contract she's or he's got to...
The best way I'll ask Pierrette... Hello, Pierrette, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Pierrette, can you conjugate all six persons and every time change the direct objects? So, for instance, if you say, I've got a car, don't use car on the next sentence. So use all the six persons. Can you do that?
No, I don't understand.
Yes, you can. Okay, here's what I want you to do. So I want you to conjugate. I, blah, blah, blah. You, blah, blah, blah. He, blah, blah, blah. She, blah, blah, blah. You, blah, blah, blah. They, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
You understand now?
Yes.
Yeah, so conjugate it.
I have.
Mm-hmm.
You have.
Mm-mm. I want you to do it with, like Michelle say, I have, I've got, blah, blah, blah. You've got, blah, blah, blah. She's got. That make sense?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I've got a new car.
Good job. Next.
You have a nice dress.
No, because you use the first one as I've got. So what would the second one be? The first one you say, I've got. So the second one will be?
Maybe you, Bin, can help her out.
Yeah.
You've got.
Yes. So the second one will be you've got. Okay, Pierrette?
Yes.
Yes. So you've got. Continue.
She's got.
Mm-hmm. She's got what?
She's got.
No, hold on. Come back, Pierrette. She's got what? She's got...
Just give an example.
Yeah.
She's got a nice dress.
Good.
Very good.
Let's continue. Perfect. Let's continue. So she's got... Okay, next.
We have...
Mm-mm.
We've got...
Good.
You've got a new computer.
Okay.
Very good.
They've got what? I don't know what they've got. I don't know what they've got. You have to finish the sentence.
You're there.
That's a good way of learning.
Yeah, you're there. Mm. Come on.
They've got what?
They've got
five babies. I'll help you. Five babies. They have five babies. Wow, wow, wow. Right? They've got five babies.
They've got a baby.
Okay, just one.
They've got a baby.
All right.
That's good.
That's good.